This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, already the sixth day of November 2014. We're going to have open phones yet again. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us from London, England. He was scanning over news articles and discovered, buried in a Forbes article, the admission by a major pharmacologist that there is a system-wide government directive to cover up and not report suspected Ebola cases, and that there is a cover-up going on. Now, remember that we had Dr. Lorenzi on by name a few weeks ago, and they didn't counter what he said in Missouri, that he was told by other doctors that people that looked like they had Ebola were being disappeared. No, he was just basically ostracized. And we confirmed through another medical doctor who heads up a large hospital group, I'll leave it at that, in Dallas, that I know personally, that indeed that is going on. In fact, he told us that before Dr. Lorenzi, and we mentioned that we talked to a medical doctor on air, and he said this was happening, and then Dr. Lorenzi called in to say, yeah, that's going on at the Harry Truman Hospital up here in Missouri. So I will delve back some into Ebola today. Or Ebola. We will delve back into it because clearly if you've already had cases showing up, they're letting more flies come in from Africa and countries struck while it's spreading and beginning to make its ascent towards a peak, as many as 1.4 million people, the UN computer models show. Well, if you've got a couple hundred thousand with it and Ebola cases have gotten here and you're going to get over a million with it and they're going to let the flights come in, I think it's a safe bet to say more Ebola is going to come here. Not saying it's going to spread everywhere and kill everybody, but it's a pretty big deal for those that get it. Why aren't they trying to stop it? Why are they turning the default positions off? We've hashed all this out, and I've been saying if there is a cover-up of Ebola, which I think there is to a certain extent, bare minimum, I pray it's not a big cover-up going on. That is a cover-up of a bunch of cases. But we're going to find out very quickly after the midterm elections. Well, midterm elections were 2 days ago or a day and a half ago. And already we're seeing statements in Forbes. Media agrees not to report on suspected Ebola cases. And pharmacologist reveals how U.S. press and other press, for that matter, has bowed to government demand to keep Americans in the dark, which creates more concern. So we've got Paul Watson coming on in about 10 minutes to break this down with us briefly, and I'll get into the other Ebola news that we have here in the stack as well. Then I'm going to shift gears into the latest on the seismic realignment we've seen, election 2014, the midterms that Matt Drudge said 2 years ago are everything and predicted would be either a major realignment or the signal that you can stick a fork in the U.S., we're done. And so even though I don't expect puppy dogs and kittens to fly and everything to be fine now, the fact that the U.S. repudiated collectivism, crony capitalism, and all the different variants of this quasi-fascist system shows that we're not completely brain dead and there's a huge awakening taking place, that we're in the fight. It doesn't mean everything's fine. It doesn't mean that I think the Republicans are going to save us. But it is a good sign, a very good sign, and it's a good sign the Republican and Democratic leadership and the establishment state-run media, what Rush calls the drive-by media, are lined up against the Tea Party, because the Tea Party's not radical. It's just basic old-fashioned freedom. And so that's why it's the enemy, because it's the cure to the disease of collectivism. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live, original, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's already the 6th day of November, 2014, on this Thursday edition. Well, guess who we have coming on to give us his expert inside take on Ebola? He's been to Africa many times and researched it in depth. He is Stephen Hatfield. Dr. Stephen Hatfield, the virologist and bioweapons expert, who went what many believed was a trial by the media and a witch hunt by the FBI and others to pin the anthrax attacks of 2001 on him. He is going to be joining us to talk Ebola and more. And the Pentagon working on an airborne Ebola vaccine. That's coming up. Paul Watson will be joining us here in about 5 minutes to discuss this breaking news on InfoWars.com. U.S. Media gets in line dutifully, except for Forbes. And they are reporting what we started reporting back in October when we had a medical doctor on record on air listing the hospital where people that appeared to have Ebola were being disappeared by the feds. Regardless whether they had Ebola or not, they're being disappeared. That's the big story. And we were told that by high-level Border Patrol on record and off record as well. So proof's in the pudding. We are bringing you the people, the sources by name. And then for every source that will come on here, we have, let's not exaggerate, 20, 30 more that won't. Sending us, police sending us their IDs, doctors sending us their IDs, because we just don't just believe somebody because they email us. We have them send us a copy of their ID. We call them at work. We talk to them and then keep them off record if they want to be off record, but we verify. And that takes a lot of courage, just what they're doing at that level. Well, I was not happy when I saw Paul Joseph Watson's article this morning because I don't want Ebola to start spreading. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be correct. But clearly, if all this Ebola's already gotten out of Africa and they're leaving the borders wide open and it's not set to peak till January with 1.4 million people set to get it in the UN computer models, you're going to have more people that make it over here, and Obama has said to expect that, and he has said he expects to see more cases. Well, you get a chain reaction in cold weather where the virus can live upwards of 2 weeks on surfaces. Pentagon says 20 days. And it is airborne, essentially. Then we could have a hellish situation in this country. Well, here's the headline, InfoWars.com. Media agrees not to report on suspected Ebola cases in the U.S. Pharmacologist reveals how press has bowed to government demand to Americans to keep Americans in the dark. And we link through to the Forbes article at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in Paul Watson's article. An eyebrow-raising admission at the end of a Forbes article written by pharmacologist David Kroll reveals that the media has agreed not to report on suspected Ebola cases in the United States. In a piece entitled Liberian Traveler at Duke Hospital Shows Preliminary Negative Results for Ebola, Kroll describes attending a press conference involving Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Wose. Aldana Wose, after revealing that an unnamed official abruptly called the press conference to a close when Wose was asked a difficult question about the suspected Ebola victim, Kroll then drops a bombshell. The Associated Press and other press outlets have agreed not to report on suspected cases of Ebola in the United States until a positive viral RNA test is completed, he writes. But by then, they've been whisked away to a secret location. You understand, people are dying on airplanes out of West Africa vomiting to death with blood spewing out their rear ends. That's why for a month and a half at JFK, they have the strikers who won't clean the airplanes and who won't go to the airport. You think they want to lose their jobs, people that clean those airplanes? They're scared, folks, because there's blood and vomit on them. You got blood and vomit planes coming into Houston. That's been in the news there. Blood and vomit planes coming into North Carolina, into Raleigh and other areas. That's been in local news. Blood and vomit planes coming into New York. Blood and vomit planes coming into Chicago. Blood and vomit planes coming into Dallas. But it's always a little local article. Oh, they were vomiting and bleeding, but you'll hear within an hour of the plane landing and the panic, they tested negative for Ebola when they can't test that quickly. I mean, clearly, some of these people coming in who die at the airport in Houston, die at the airport when the police go to check at their house and see. You notice it's always local police and EMTs and neighbors that are reporting it, not the feds. It's the police in New York who aren't completely federalized that went, no, this doctor that brought in Ebola lied. He traveled all over the place to bowling alleys and to taxis and subways and restaurants while he was sick. He's a liar. See, we're getting from doctors, police, nurses, local news, stuff that looks like Ebola, and it's being covered up. And then we have the doctor come on by name and tell you they've been ordered to say that it is malaria. when malaria only in very rare cases has some bleeding. Very rare. Nothing like Ebola. So this is a serious situation, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope it's not spreading. But let me explain something. The Border Patrol gave us tips. It's actually ICE, if you want to be technical. In January, that the border had been ordered completely open and they were staging groups of illegals and being ordered to ship them deeper in the country. It took me a good 4 or 5 months to get up off my butt and send reporters down there. And they went, and sure enough, there are the buses being loaded with the illegals. The vouchers are being given to them by the Border Patrol, and they're being deployed into the U.S. to Democratic Party facilities, private homes, churches, you name it, schools during the summer that were empty. It then took a month for that to break in the New York Times. Why do I mention that in relation to Ebola? Because if you can get 300,000, 400,000 people, it's 100,000 youth, but a couple hundred thousand more adults that came with them. If you can get 300,000 people in and InfoWars can't report on it for 5 months, and the mainstream media, it took 7 months, this is how controlled press works. The alternative media can't do everything. We're completely overwhelmed. It's like trying to drink Lake Superior with a regular straw. It just can't be done. So if there is Ebola spreading and that they don't want the media to report on it, you're not going to find out about it unless more whistleblowers go public and unless we're able to document it in articles and then DrudgeReport.com picks it up. And believe me, they don't like the fact that we're able to sometime run their blockade and actually get the stuff out. They're very angry at us for doing this. They've demonized us like nothing I've ever done. We have been attacked just on a daily basis for months over this Ebola situation. First, it wasn't going to come here. Then it wasn't airborne. Then they weren't covering it up. Then having Ebola patients in regular hospitals wouldn't spread it. Of course, we were right about everything. They were wrong about everything because they were lying deliberately. So what do we do? Clearly, there is Ebola in the country, and they're covering it up. I hope that it's very low level. But why would they be leaving the borders wide open then if they're trying to cover it up and suppress it at the same time? So something doesn't add up here. We'll open the phones up on this subject. Election 2014. How big is this major realignment? Toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All I ask is that you be on topic. We love your calls. We appreciate you calling. But just please have a good telephone, 800-259-9231. Paul Watson's a savvy guy. I hired him 13 years ago when he was running PropagandaMatrix.com. He's done a great job for us, and he does a lot of research just like I do, and I really respect his view. Of all the analysts we interview, he's one of the smartest out there and most read. So I want to bring him on right now from London via video Skype. Paul, what is your gut before we get into your latest article on what's going on? For me, this just verifies yet again that at press conferences this is rigged and that this is a Forbes writer admitting they've agreed to cover up. And I wonder if he'll get in trouble for exposing the cover-up, because he definitely put that at the end so that he didn't get in too much trouble, but still tried to warn people. Clearly, we're going to try to get him on the show.
Well, I mean, Alex, what does it say about freedom of the press when, you know, this happened 1 week before the election? Ebola, in terms of a national news story, completely dropped off the radar. There were still suspected cases all over the country, because people send them to me every single day. Yet nationally, it completely dropped off the picture. I mean, you've got an administration that's the most hostile to media since Nixon. And now we found out that this order went out from the Obama administration to the media, telling them not to report on suspected Ebola cases in the United States. It happens 1 week before an election. And as he said, it's buried. It's the last paragraph of this Forbes article, which came out a few days ago. We were probably one of the first to report it this morning. And it says that the Associated Press and other press outlets have agreed not to report on suspected cases of Ebola.
Stay there. I want to get your take on where you see this is going. We're going to try to get this right or wrong. This just confirms, triple confirms what we already knew. So your headline should probably be, Obama administration caught ordering media not to report on Ebola. I mean, that's really, I mean, we knew that was going on. They've told the police, the firefighters, everybody to cover up. But now this just triple confirms it.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I got some good news for you. I was downtown this morning taking care of business, and I ran into two different groups of police officers two different times. And both groups of police officers ran over and shook my hand and said, appreciate the work you're doing. One group was two Hispanic officers. The other group was a black and white officer. and just cannot believe how awake the police are. It's amazing. And even though you can say that the Austin Police Department was doing their job when they caught somebody here plotting to kill me, who then ran back to California and killed a cop, I still do owe him because he was there waiting to kill me and they caught him but couldn't prosecute him and I couldn't be told about it until it was all over. It's just really weird that that even when somebody's just doing their job, then you're indebted. And then that turns into the whole subject of how do we remove this big criminal globalist group that's in control of our federal government and try to get this country back on track? Because we've got so many good people inside the military, the police, the firefighters, the nurses, the doctors. What you think of as the system, by and large, is good people, but it's the directives that are bad. It's those in control. And I know we all know this, so why can't we fix it? That's what I'm trying to get at. The American people, by and large, are good people. Unless you're talking about young, spoiled college students, and a lot of them are awake, or they're completely dumbed down, it's just not going to work anymore to call people conspiracy theorists when they question the system that's known to be lying. I didn't mean to digress there. It's just that America is waking up, and it's accelerated. And the accelerated awakening, the tip of that, is in government itself. So that's got to worry the establishment. That's why we know the NSA focuses its spying on local, county, and state and federal government as well to try to keep them in line from exposing the larger program. Paul Watson's our guest coming up. Obama vows to proceed with executive amnesty for illegals. What landslide? Obama threatens vetoes and executive orders, including immigration reform this year. I love how they call treason immigration reform. Just totally open it up to anybody. After Americans reject him by giving Republicans historic gains in Congress. Paul, this is a short segment. You'll be with us in the next, and we'll go to phone calls. But let's go ahead and get back into Ebola. For those that just joined us, this is a big deal to have a major Forbes writer, who's also a pharmacologist, there and said, oh, well, you know, we agreed, and the AP and others agreed, not to report on what appears to be Ebola cases. That confirms what Dr. Lorenzi said here 3 weeks ago, and is now battling to keep his job over when we've already confirmed it with other doctors that won't go on record. I mean, is America this cowardly that people won't blow the whistle? Cops day one told us they've been ordered to cover it up. Firemen day one told us. And then a doctor, and then another doctor, and then another doctor. But other than that, you would think people wouldn't go along with this, Paul. What type of country do we live in?
Well, you're living in a country with state-controlled media. I mean, look what Anita Dunn said, the former White House communications director. Very rarely did we communicate through the press anything that we didn't absolutely control, she told Dominican officials. So they openly admit that they control the press. There's a headline last year, White House photographers mutiny over Obama's Soviet-style controls. They weren't even allowed to take photos of Obama at these White House events. Everything had to be authorized and done in-house. They complained that it was a Soviet-style control over the media. And then you've got these White House pull reports, which the White House can edit and exercises its power to do so on a regular basis before they're sent out to news outlets, federal agencies, and congressional offices. So they've got such tight control over the media now that the Associated Press and others just acquiesced immediately and said, yes, we'll do whatever you say regarding Ebola.
And it's worse than that. CNN, others have been caught, AP as well. They'll edit his speeches to make him sound better when he messes up on a teleprompter without the White House even telling them.
Oh, yeah. White House court doctoring transcript of Obama's speech. They take out things which are embarrassing. They take out errors when it's supposed to be a verbatim transcript every time. Again, brazenly lying to the American people. And so, you know, we had a poll back in October, the middle of October. Half of Americans don't believe the federal government is telling the truth about Ebola. And with very good reason. Because behind the scenes, as you mentioned earlier, we're getting contacted by UPS managers saying that they're sending a quarter of a million hazmat suits to Dallas alone. So now you've got this flu season coming up. You've got top experts like the former FDA official who also wrote in Forbes that there are going to be a spate of cases in major American cities. You've got other scientists saying there are going to be over 130 cases of Ebola in American cities. And then you've got the flu season. where people are going to be reporting Ebola-like symptoms, and that's going to get confused.
Let's talk about the hysteria that's going to come, especially when government lied about this up front. That will create total distrust. And that's 130 cases on the low-end computer models. Some models show thousands of cases. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Can you imagine the hysteria?
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd charged with attempting to procure murder or hire murder in New Zealand. Australian musician appears in New Zealand court after raid at home. What now for AC/DC after Phil Rudd's arrest on Malcolm Young's retirement? AC/DC set to launch new album. Dirty Deeds and the Done to Cheat. Let me tell you, there's a lot of hits get called in Hollywood. The AC AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd has been charged in New Zealand with attempting to procure murder, threatening to kill, and possession of drugs. So stupid. What, do you think you're in the political mafia like Obozo, Eric Holder, where they guess can get away with murder? In Benghazi and Fast and Furious? Yeah, those are the real dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. You know, I think if you're going to kill somebody, you better do it yourself. Someone try to hire people to do it. I read that in a book somewhere. Why on earth would you run around as a celebrity and try to hire people to kill folks for you? 9 times out of 10, it's an informant. It's made up. Besides, why would you want to kill somebody? Because these rich people, these high-profile stars and folks, constantly are trying to get people killed and do get people killed routinely. Because they're on such power trips, they think they're invincible.
Well, they need to follow O.J.'s example. Huh?
Yeah, O.J. did the job himself.
Dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap. And then they ran on race to cover it up, and that didn't work still. I was told by a LAPD detective that it was really somebody else in the family, but that O.J. took the fall to cover it up. People do anything for their kids. Okay, let's just stop right there. Low-profile New York City prosecutor, we're going back to Watson, low-profile New York City prosecutor emerges as contender to be first black woman U.S. Attorney General. Well, I don't care if she's a black woman, but what I do care about is that she comes from a very corrupt area in New York where U.S. attorneys have been caught doing all sorts of political persecution of Republicans, libertarians, Christians, churches. In fact, I've seen this lady's name before going after tea parties. So the big news here, this is from Fox News, and that she's being looked at. If our writers want to dig into her, I remember her office being mentioned in some of the Tea Party pro-lifer harassment of 501c3s and things. And it's right next door to the one that went after Dinesh D'Souza. And I think her office aided in that. I'm going from memory, but look into it. Look into it. She's a attack dog, from what I know. So let's research that. She's an under-the-radar contender to become the first black woman to head the Justice Department. Loretta Lynch rarely holds a news conference, does interviews, or gives speeches in her current job as U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. Oh, think U.S. attorneys in Brooklyn might be a little dirty under the fingernails? I don't know. Think Al Capone might have been a gangster? I don't know. But the lack of a paper trail on Lynch hasn't kept her from emerging in recent weeks. That's why they want her. Perfect puppet. As one of only a handful of people still under consideration by White House to replace the outgoing Eric Holder. I don't know what Fox is talking about. There's no paper trail on this lady. I remember that district office going after people. All right, we're going to dig into her, give you more on that. You know, Paul, it's really scary, not just that our own government, you mentioned other Forbes articles and AP articles saying they expect over 100 Ebola cases. Obama's getting people ready saying, oh, I expect to see some more, but it's no big deal. We get demonized saying that clearly they're covering it up. That is so newsworthy, Paul, that they're disappearing people. Notice the hospital didn't challenge the medical doctor we had on. They didn't say he was a liar or we were wrong. They just demonized InfoWars and said that we're horrible people, but didn't counter any of the information. And they had White House-connected groups like Media Matters attack us. Will we lose credibility when more Ebola cases show up, or will they lose credibility, Paul?
Well, I mean, this is the thing, isn't it, Alex? We talked to Zach Taylor, the Border Patrol veteran, who said they were disappearing people. And that's the point that Scott Gottlieb made in his editorial for Forbes about a week ago. He said that once it hits Latin America, then, you know, all bets are off, basically. Quote, as we have seen with the anxiety engendered by just a few isolated cases, if we were to have a dozen or more cases in a major U.S. city, it would have a substantial impact on our economic and social life. And he's talking about the immigrants coming in from Latin America with Ebola, which is interesting because there's a story up on Drudge right now. Amazing story. A beach in Gran Canaria. Basically, this boatload of people from Sierra Leone with Ebola symptoms just arrived on the beach. They dumped them out of the boat and they were sat around on the beach as these nudist beachgoers passed and fled. And then the government left them there for 7 hours, not knowing what to do. So you've got immigrants just turning up on beaches in Gran Canaria with Ebola symptoms from Sierra Leone. And as the former FDA official said in Forbes, that could just as easily happen coming into America from Mexico.
Well, that's what the head of Southcom said months after we said it. And then we were attacked, and so was the head of Southcom for saying the obvious. That's another thing. The government can't coordinate its bull. You've got this czar who orders the media to shut up. They go along with it. But the police and the and Northcom and other groups are not going along with the cover-up. I mean, I don't care what city it is. Dallas, New York City, the police aren't going along with the cover-up. Northcom's not going along with it. The head of Southcom is not going along with it. What does that mean? It shows Obama is not in control, which is actually a good thing.
Yeah, and remember they also told the 9/11 dispatchers in New York not to mention cases of Ebola. But what worries me, you mentioned Ron Klein before, who of course said there were too many people in Africa, he's an advocate of population reduction, is the fact that this story, which I put out probably about 10 days ago now, NGO envisages global one-child policy pandemics to solve overpopulation. And this paper, which I read in full, was edited by Paul Ehrlich, who, of course, is a close ally, scientific ally, of John P. Holdren, the White House science czar. He co-authored Eco-Science with Holdren, which, of course, advocated a planetary regime to enforce draconian methods of population reduction. And if you read this paper, it's absolutely shocking because they basically make the point that a new global war, a new type of Spanish flu, and a new pandemic, which kills 6 billion people over the next 3 decades or so, is not going to be enough. They lament the fact that 6 billion dead people, when the population gets to about 9 billion by 2050, is not going to be enough for what they want. So they advocate openly a global one-child policy, as is instituted in China, which of course...
But that's okay, Paul, because these people are just... Paul, that's okay. These people are just kooks. They're not White House science czars. They don't sit on the National Academy of Sciences. They don't sit on the major boards of the Fortune 100. They're not running global policy. Oh, wait a minute. They are running global policy, from geoengineering to immigration to the Ebola response. And as you said, this isn't Eco-Science written 40 years ago by John P. Holdren and Paul R. Ehrlich saying this. This was written this year. They are saying the same thing, but saying a global war is needed. And now mainstream news is saying a new Cold War is beginning with Russia.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Alex. A new global war and a pandemic which kills 6 billion, that's not enough for them. 6 billion is not enough dead people, because it will only get the population down to about 5 billion. The global one-child policy, if it's properly enforced, which, you know, in China means kidnapping women off the streets, forced drugging them, beating them half to death, giving them an abortion, a forced abortion, then sterilizing them. That's what they want for everyone.
Sure.
That will get the population down to about 3 billion. So 4 billion down on what it is now. That's not enough. If you read the actual paper, they want it down to 1 to 2 billion. Those are the ideal figures for global population.
And by the way, we have a lot of TV viewers and radio listeners out there, because, again, if you're a new radio listener, we also simulcast at Infowars.com/show, PrisonPlanet.com/show. We'll put your article from a few weeks ago up on screen, and then we'll click through to the actual public document put out by the former White House science czar, who works with the current White House science czar, John P. Holdren, Paul R. Ehrlich. Give folks, for radio audience out there, the headline on your story so they can go read it for themselves.
The headline is NGO envisages global one-child policy pandemics to solve overpopulation. And that's the National Academy of Sciences. They published the paper. They put it behind a paywall. So, like, you have to pay $10 just to read it, because they know that the vast majority of people are not going to do. I read it. And it says that the, quote, sustainable number of people for the world is 1 to 2 billion people. So that's you know, at least 6 billion down on current figures. And by the time we get to 9 billion in 2050, you know, it's 7 billion people dead. But not as a result of pandemics, because they actually modeled it. And they do a nice, cute little graphic with a skull and crossbones with 6 billion dead people mapped out on a chart. And it shows that it only gets population down to about 5 billion, which is not enough for them. So they need a global one-child policy, which they openly advocate and say, yeah, it's going to be, quote, politically sensitive. It might have to be draconian. And that's what they advocate, to get population down to 3.45 billion by the end of this century, or actually by 2045.
You know what? That story you didn't get enough attention. I want you to repost that as a tile on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and tweet that out on my tweet, on my Twitter and your Twitter, or my tweeter, as a former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, would call it. Send that out, because this is important. People need to see this directly from the leaders of our scientific community, how they're going to kill 90-plus percent of us, and how they're going to start world wars and pandemics to do it. And then we go, gee, they've got bioweapons labs in Africa, and gee, they admit they created airborne Ebola to kill black people. Gee, could this be that? Oh, how dare you, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, crazy man. It just doesn't work anymore. People understand what's going on. Paul Joseph Watson, what else are you working on right now for InfoWars.com?
I'm thinking that I probably should actually make a video about this academic paper, because I was going to do so at the time. Then it got no attention when I put the article out, so I just dropped it. But, I mean, the fact about it is that, again, Ehrlich has been proven wildly inaccurate time and time again, yet he's still cited as this supreme authority. If you actually look at the population demographics, even in places like Brazil and India, they're starting to gradually fall. Of course, in many European countries like Russia, the governments are literally begging people to have children, giving them financial incentives. And actually, after 2050, the major problem is going to be underpopulation. And all the sober evidence points to that.
Well, Paul,
then you've got people like Ehrlich, who control Holdren in the White House, saying that, no, it's going to get completely out of control, despite the fact that he's been proven wrong time and time again. And they're saying, we need a global one-child policy. And it's, most people are never going to see this, because you have to pay $10, and it's a dry academic, you know, 16-page paper. They're not going to read it.
Well, it's a regurgitation of what they said thousands of times, and the word is getting out on it, Paul. That's why people weren't that interested in your paper, because it's like, oh, the elite want to kill everybody and have a global government to do it? Oh, I already know that. Let's move on. Yeah, we need to get the word out on this, folks, and warn people, because that's what the fluoride and the GMO and all of it is about. They're doing it to everybody. They just soft-kill Westerners because they want you to waddle off and die 20 years later. But in Africa and places, they hit them and hit them hard. And some of you are like, well, there are too many people. You can't morally get away from that it will come back on you as well. It is total evil. It's all about control. If they just industrialize these countries, they'll stop having as many kids. All the numbers, all the graphs, all the actuaries show it. Paul Watson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
And speaking of Ebola, we do have one of the global experts on bioweapons, Stephen Hatfield, Dr. Stephen Hatfield. You know that name. They tried to pin the anthrax attacks on him and then three other people, but they finally killed the fifth patsy so he couldn't talk, but they weren't able to get Hatfield. He's going to be coming on to talk Ebola with us. I want to go to your phone calls the next two segments, Wayne, Rob, Red Diamond, Woody, and Joe, and others. So be ready. I'm going to go right to you after the break. Your take on the election, your take on Ebola, your take on Forbes saying they went to the press conference and they admitted that there's a cover-up of what appear to be Ebola cases, to shut up about it and then let the people be disappeared. What's next? Start arresting reporters and disappearing us and you'll just go along with that? What's wrong with you people? Do your job. This is not North Korea. It will be soon. If this continues, what is your problem? Admit Ebola cases. Let people know. Then they'll have confidence. When you cover up, it causes lack of confidence. But it's a culture of lying about everything. All right, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I personally am getting my body's natural defenses ready and up to snuff with sunshine, filtered water, non-GMO, exercise. Having a good time is important. not living in fear, but living prepared, all the studies show, are what boost immune systems as well, being confident. We have the Biodefense Pack, Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, that I believe is just as important as colloidal silver for overall health and body preparation, not being caught flat-footed or on your heels, with the Lung Cleanse spray, 10% off, even though we're selling out of the Survival Shield. I'm still doing it until it sells out. It'll take a few weeks to get more in. Of Survival Shield X2 with Lung Cleanse, you get 10% off at checkout. No promo code needed. 10% off, you already discounted. All the other supplements, and we are going to end this soon, 5% off with promo code N-O-W. Promo code NOW at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It is so essential, in my view, to flush out your intestines with the Oxy powder. You've heard the rave reviews. Don't procrastinate. Just try it. Plus, it supports the broadcast. DNA Force, a true top-of-the-line nutraceutical, the Bentley of nutraceuticals at a Ford price, and also supports the transmission. Fluoride Shield, chelator, blocks the fluoride and a whole bunch of other heavy metals and garbage. It's key to go with the Survival Shield to get your thyroid boosted and all the rest of it. It's just done wonders for me and my family. Silver Bullet looks like will come in next week. Some of the best colloidal silver out there, but it's still sold out right now. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And don't just stock up on Survival Shield and Silver Bullet for yourself. Get it so you can help friends and family and turn them on to health. That's another way to convert people to waking up to their good halogen deficiency, is to get them on it.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course, is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
Omicron ordering press to cover up Ebola-like cases. Obama vows to proceed with executive amnesty for illegal immigrants. What landslide? 90-year-old World War II vet charged for feeding homeless again. Obama seeks new authorization for war in the Middle East. The economy of the largest superpower on the planet is collapsing right now. Finland warns Europe that they are at the gates of a new Cold War in the wake of Russian military activity. That's just some of the news. Max Slavo, who writes a great article, says election results, who's going to change? What's going to change is only who is going to screw you, not whether you'll get screwed. I don't totally disagree with that, but if we hold the Republicans' feet to the fire now, and there's no honeymoon period, and slam all these new people that came into office and say, you repeal Obamacare, you repeal gun control, you know, do this list of constitutional things, we could really change things. Let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Texas. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Good to speak with you. I've got a little idea here. You know, they flipped this thing on its head. Well, why can't we do the same thing? You know, a simple example would be, let's have us a million mass march. And instead of the police surrounding us as we march down the street, how about we surround the police and show our support for them, that we will stand behind them? You know, let's get out of our paradigm box of following the rules that they're setting.
I agree. They always want everybody fighting with each other instead of just agreeing on the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Yeah, let's brainstorm this thing out. You know, what can we do different that doesn't fit their paradigm to show them that we are on the march?
Well, Robert David Steele talks about trigger events, and so does folks like Steve Pachinik. Well, I ought to get Pachinik and Steele on together to talk about trigger events. But instead of having a bad trigger event, what's a good trigger event to bring America together to rediscover liberty? Great points. We'll try to brainstorm that one day and have open phones on the subject of what are stunts we can pull to try to jumpstart America's heart. I think that's already starting to happen. Red Diamond in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, talk about the Ebola for a minute. Now, we've got the borders wide open, and the government's response by not shutting down the international flights and stuff, all they're trying to do, in my opinion, is just wait for something to happen so people will stay in their homes, and then it's going to have an economic impact on the region where the outbreaks occur, and I think that's what they want, and then they're going to come after the guns when they know everybody's at their houses. Is there any truth to that?
We've got to look at every option, every outcome, and that's one of the big ones. So there's something behind this Ebola and the default stand down and the defaults being ignored. There's clearly something bigger going on. There's clearly a cover-up of Ebola cases. That's even in Forbes now, that they're ordered to cover it up and they're complying. So but that is just sensationally big that they're covering that up. I mean, it's one thing like the press used to agree to not talk about presidents and their girlfriends. Quite frankly, that's okay because that's somebody's private life. I don't want to know about it. I'm a libertarian. But we do need to know if the president's taking bribes. We do need to know if the president's spying on the press. We do need to know if the president's shipping guns into Mexico. We do need to know if they're ordering the press to cover up Ebola cases. That is criminal. That is a dictatorship forming right there.
And then, you know, I listen to your show every day, and I hear about, you know, the power bills going up. My power bills doubled in the last 2 years. You know, I'm on disability. I'm a veteran, and what do? They want us in the streets, or they want us in our houses? What do you think they're
planning? In the first 4 years, they shut down, according to Forbes again, 400-plus power stations, coal power. They've shut down another 300 in the last two. They're about to shut 1,000 down, so it'll quadruple your prices. Yeah, they want you in the streets on welfare.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.